Hello and welcome to Life Insurance Specialists Weekly News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, and it's Sunday, 24th of May, 2026. First up, consumer advocates have pushed back on an industry proposal around mental health in the Life Insurance Code of Practice. The current code stops blanket mental health exclusions in standard contracts. Some insurers want that ban replaced with a general obligation to follow the Disability Discrimination Act, arguing claims and premiums are rising. Advocates call that a step backwards for clarity and fairness. For families, the takeaway is simple. If you've had mental health treatment, check your policy terms carefully, compare options, and don't assume all insurers take the same approach. Meanwhile, a notable ruling from AFCA, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, shows how wording and intent matter at claim time. A diabetic claimant under group supercover was ultimately paid an extra TPD, total and permanent disability benefit, after the panel accepted he misunderstood a question about treatment on an old form and that his non-disclosure wasn't fraudulent. The lesson isn't that disclosure doesn't matter. It absolutely does. It's that you should answer every health question carefully, keep records, and get help if you're unsure. And if a claim is declined, you can seek a review. And for employers and employees, Payday Super starts on 1st July 2026, meaning superannuation must be paid when wages are paid. Small businesses have been urged this week to get systems ready. For many workers, more frequent contributions can help keep default life insurance inside super active, because missed or low balances can lead to cover lapsing. It's a good moment to log into your fund, confirm you have the level of death, TPD and income protection you want, and that contributions are flowing as expected. That's the wrap. For clear comparisons and a free no-obligation life insurance quote and assessment, visit life-insurance-specialists.com.au. I'm Paige. Thanks for listening. Talk soon.